the Filthy Souls and Destroy You here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Now, a few weeks ago, I spoke to Dave Green, the singer from the Filthy Souls, and they have quite an interesting backstory, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But one of the first things is setting the scene. Who's in the band with him?
There's myself, who is Dave Green, and then we have Danny Wagstaff, who plays guitar, and we have Topher Gale on the drums, and Mike Meza on the bass. Those two, Mike and Topher, they're both from America, and me and Danny are from Wigan. The reason why that happened is because we did have a full lineup of guys from Wigan, but the other two couldn't make it work financially to move out to Los Angeles.
Right. So there you have it, an interesting combination of Wigan and California in the Filthy Souls. So I asked Dave about how he ended up in LA.
We were very lucky to we got an opportunity to be on a television show where they used our music in the television show, and they asked us to come and perform on the TV show too. The television show is called 10 Things I Hate About You. And that, we did that, and we were also following that up with a tour of the US too. And that's the reason why we ended up there. We got the opportunity to do that, and we went out there, and it was going so well that we just stayed.
There you have it then. And since he's been out in LA, the Filthy Souls have been making a bit of a name for themselves and featured on various TV shows.
We've been very lucky to have our first record on lots of television shows. Like, off the top of my head, I could think of Pretty Little Liars is a big one out here. There's obviously the 10 Things I Hate About You, which I just mentioned. And then in advertisements too for Zara, the clothing company, and another one was for Major League Baseball as well. That's just what I can think of off the top of my head.
Right. And of all those, which is a very impressive list, I'm sure you'll agree, I asked Dave which one is he most proud of.
I'm proud of them all. It's an amazing feeling when you get to hear yourself on television. And you think, you know, like, I wrote that song in my bedroom and now it's being played out to across the world over a television show.
I also, with that sort of music blaring out of TV screens everywhere, I asked Dave what influenced those particular songs.
Well, for me personally, I'm massively influenced by I really love the Rolling Stones, I love Oasis. I like that kind of music, so I'm inspired by lots of different music. But for me, I think my number one influence, as far as when I was growing up, was top three was probably the Rolling Stones, Oasis, and the Beatles. Like, that's what influenced me to do what I do. But my influence has changed so much. You know, I can listen to bands. Like last week, I listened to a band called White Denim, and I was influenced by them. So it changes. But what got me into music was the Beatles, Oasis, and the Rolling Stones.
And with all those in mind, I asked him, have your influences changed much since moving to LA?
Well, I think for me, I like to listen to all sorts of different music and styles. I definitely feel like I've heard a lot more being here than what I would have done if I had stayed in England or stayed in Wigan. I definitely experienced a lot more, seen a lot more live bands, and picked up a few things along the way. A lot more than what I would do if I was to just be playing in Wigan. So it's definitely, everything's been a great influence on music.
And on the subject of being in Wigan, I asked him when did he last visit Wigan, perhaps a town perhaps best known for the Verve.
I was there at Christmas, yeah. I was there for a month in December. It was great.
So did you have a chance to pick up on what's happening in the Wigan scene, or was it a bit difficult at that time of year?
I did try and see some bands out there. Before I left, I actually discussed this with some friends who were still there. Before I left, there was quite a big scene in Wigan as far as bands go. like there was our band, and then, you know, and then and there was one place where everybody used to play one bit. And when I went back this time, it was so strange to me because I realised that no bands are playing anywhere. It's all like, you know, some of the bars that we used to play are all shut down now. So there isn't, I don't, there might be a scene, but I couldn't find it when I went home.
Right, so I think you're probably going to have to study it a bit harder.
And then the conversation got onto recording that the Filthy Souls have recently been doing.
Yeah, I've been recording. We did another EP, and that one we did it at three different studios. We did one. We did the main tracking of the guitars at a studio in Venice. And then we did the drums and bass at another studio, and then we did some recording of another one at a studio in Hollywood called East West. So it was kind of, you know, going between the three different places and just getting everything done. And that was just simply because we tried to fit it in as best as we could over a period of time to get it done.
Excellent. Are the tracks set to become a new album or a new EP? When should we be able to hear them?
Well, I've actually just been doing lots of new demos at the moment for the next album. Hopefully, we should get a record this year. I'd like to be doing it in August, September. But we do plan to get some stuff recorded in April. So,
and with the new recordings on the horizon, I then asked him about have they any plans to do more touring in the US or UK soon?
We do plan on touring. We're going to be going a few different places over the next couple of weeks, but no major tours across the US just yet. But as we plan on doing a tour again to follow the record, and also we're planning on going to England as well to do that. So it's all very exciting for us. We've got lots of things that are planned and ready to do. So I'd like to say, well, obviously a shout out to Mike Mahaffey. Thank you very much for asking that question. And We'll try our best to get out to see you very quickly.
Very soon, yes. A question posed by regular listener and huge Filthy Souls fan, Coach Mahaffey. One other question that I asked him, because Coach also asked about the origins of the band's name, I decided to take advantage of the situation and ask Dave, did he have a Filthy Soul?
Do I have a Filthy Soul? Yes, I do. Yes, I have a Filthy Soul. Yes.
Is that what inspired the band name?
No, but my soul is filthy. It's,
Righto.
What inspired the band name? I can tell you that. That was. It's from a film. The film is called Home Alone, and there's a movie that Kevin McAllister actually watches during one of the scenes, it's a made-up film. It's called Angels with Filthy Souls, and that's where we got the band name from. I just took Angels with and replaced it with the Filthy Souls.
Ah!
And that was one of my favourite films growing up, so I figured, I like that. Sounds good. It suits me.
Excellent.
It's my Filthy Soul.
And there you have it, in case you were wondering what Filthy Soul inspired the band's name. And the final question that I had for Dave was, where could people find out more about these Filthy Souls?
Well, people can, you can, if you want to listen to us, you can go to Spotify. We're on that, we're on SoundCloud, just put in the Filthy Souls. If you're on Facebook, it's the Filthy Souls too. And Twitter is the Filthy Souls. So we're on all the key Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and it's all / the Filthy Soul.
Excellent. Well, all that remains for me to say is thank you so much for chatting to us tonight, Dave. And
thank you very much.
And, well, we look forward to hearing more from you in the coming months. And I look forward to all those American TV shows coming on and you playing in the background.
Yes, that'd be excellent. And thank you very much for having me.